Report: Banning TikTok would be a gut punch to Hollywood's ability to promote movies, TV series to young viewers. By David Ng on March 20, 2024. A ban on TikTok would be a gut punch to Hollywood's ability to promote its movies and TV shows, especially to young Americans who spend countless hours on the Chinese social media app, according to a new report. Hollywood studios are increasingly relying on TikTok as a marketing vehicle to reach young viewers, with even specialty distributors relying more and more on the CCP-controlled platform, Variety reported. Neon, the distributor of the Oscar-winning movies Anatomy of Fall and Parasite, has shifted a lot of our investment and our advertising dollars to TikTok. Christian Parks, the studio's chief marketing officer, told the trade publication. We've been able to manufacture followings far quicker there than on other platforms. TikTok is ground zero right now. Warner Brothers reportedly relied heavily on TikTok to promote last year's Barbie. We did promotional work with TikTok, but a tremendous amount is organic, Warner Brothers president of global marketing Josh Goldstein told Variety. In a really exciting way, this whole Barbenheimer phenomenon created a series of conversations and engagements. Banning TikTok would be a gut punch to Hollywood, according to one industry analyst. The engagement and awareness for movies and celebrities is unmatched on TikTok, Wedbush Securities tech analyst Daniel Ives told Variety. Overall, a ban on TikTok would be removing the hearts and lungs of social engagement across Hollywood and would be a gut punch in our view. The U.S. Senate is set to vote on the TikTok ban in the weeks ahead after the House passed the ban by a vote of 365-0352. The bipartisan bill is seeking to force China's ByteDance to divest TikTok within 6 months or face a ban from the United States. Peter Schweizer's new book, Blood Money: Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, delves into TikTok's role as a piece of spyware for the Chinese Communist Party. Schweizer is the president of the Government Accountability Institute and a senior contributor to Breitbart News. He recently said the CCP would oppose a sale of TikTok because they don't want to give up the control and the access to our kids. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.